You mentioned the sinful woman. Start with her. Give us the context of her, just even culturally, the impact of what she did and what it means to us.
Well, the sinful woman, in other words, she is not named. She's not known by name. She's known by her sin. That was the reputation people had about her, was just her that woman, unnamed. There's a party that is thrown, and Simon the Pharisee is the host of the party, and the guest of honor is Jesus. Now, at these public dinners, everybody in the town was allowed to come. They couldn't recline at the table. Only the special invited male guests could do that. But the poor could stand around the periphery of the room, and they could fight for the scraps of food that fell off the table along with the dogs. This woman comes, and she brings with her an alabaster jar of perfume. It's not clear what exactly she intends to do with it, but she brings it with her. Please understand, this is a small thing. It's not like that great big display bottle at the Estee Lauder counter. This is a little, it's expensive, and it's in alabaster, also expensive stone. And so it's, you know, palm size, purse size. She goes to the party, and she begins to wet Jesus' feet with her tears. This is very interesting. He's reclining at the table. This is how they ate. And this would be a recipe for disaster for me. I would be wearing my food all down my tunic. But Jesus propped himself up. You propped yourself on the left elbow and ate with the right hand. And the floor, the table's very low to the floor, so you're stretched out. I'd go to this trouble just so you can see her standing at the end of his feet. She would have been a bit of a distance, you know, just the length of his body. And she begins to cry. Certainly not her plan. She would have brought a towel. She begins to wet his feet with her tears, copious tears. Now, the question is, are these tears of sorrow or tears of joy? See, I think they're really both. When I'm worshiping Jesus, there's two things that overwhelm me. One, in his holy presence, we become so aware of our sin, of our unworthiness to be standing before him. So there's that sorrow that is quickly washed over by the joy of knowing he receives our worship, that he is grateful and delighted to have us there. And Jesus receives the baptism of her tears. He doesn't pull his feet away from her and say, "What are you doing, woman?" He receives that.